friends and enemies. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Friends and enemies. It said, "He who has 1,000 friends has not a friend to spare, and he who has 1 enemy will meet him everywhere." What an interesting statement to make. He who has 1,000 friends has not a friend to spare, and he who has 1 enemy will meet him everywhere. People who go around being unhappy with other people create enemies. They create a lack of friendship. They create conditions of tension and anxiety and panic and fear. And as long as they create these things, as long as these things are brought forth from their heart into their experience, into their life, they're going to have them. They're going to know them. They're going to experience them. And they're not going to like it one little bit. No, not one little bit. And they won't like it one little bit because they are aware that all is in divine order in their life. And that when they have 1,000 friends, they are a friend maker. They live in friends. They don't know anything other than friendship. And this is what all of us would like to have about our life. We would like to live our lives in such a way that we know nothing about anything except friendship. And of course, the more we talk about friendship, the more we think about friendship, the more we are a friend, the more friendship we enjoy. Friendship is something that is a free commodity. It's free for everyone, and it's free for everything, and it's free to be enjoyed by everyone who wants to enjoy it. But you have to be very careful of it, because the minute a friend tries to tell a friend how to live their life, the minute a friend tries to tell a friend how to go about doing things that are important in their life, the friend no longer the friend, he's a counselor. He's someone who is trying to guide someone else. And until we really learn how to guide ourselves, we never are able to guide anybody else in the world. We cannot guide anyone in the world because we haven't learned to guide ourselves. And once we learn to guide ourselves, we're not interested in guiding anybody else. We're not interested in telling anybody else what to do. Because when we start telling other people what to do, when we start telling other people how to live their lives and what things are of value and important to them, we find that we make an enemy out of that person. And we see them everywhere. Because we see our lack of appreciation of who they are right now, being who they are right now, just seems to escalate, just seems to grow and grow and grow. And because it grows and grows and grows, it becomes something that is not necessarily happy at all. It's not necessarily something that is enjoyable at all. It's something that is very tense. Who knows friends? Have you ever had a friend? Have you ever really cared about a friend? A friend is someone in this world who you think is absolutely perfect right now. A friend is somebody in this world who you think is ideal. A friend is somebody in this world that you think is the greatest, the most wonderful, the most fantastic being that you could ever know in your entire life. And a friend never tells another friend how to live their life. A friend never gives advice. A friend never tells another person what is of value, what is important, what must be done. A friend doesn't do that. And the reason that a friend doesn't do that is that a friend is looking at everybody in their world as a mirror of themselves. They're looking at everyone in their world as a mirror of the person that they are. And so, therefore, our mirror shines out who we are. Now, do you really think there's something in you that needs to be changed? Do you really think that there's something in you that needs to be improved? Do you really think there's something in you that can be done a little better? Not really. Not really, because if you thought of anything that is to be done better, you do it. If you thought of anything that is to be improved in you, you'd improve it. No matter what it is about yourself, if you felt that there was a better way to do it, you'd do it. Now, you wouldn't talk about it. You just go do it. You wouldn't tell the world, I'm going to change. You wouldn't tell the world, I'm going to improve. You wouldn't tell the world, I'm going to polish up my act. You wouldn't tell the world any of those silly, silly things. Because if you do, then the world expects you to do that. And if you don't do it according to how they expect you to do it, they're going to hate you. They're going to be your enemy. Because they're going to say, you lied. You said you're going to do this and you didn't do it. This is true of our friends. This is true of everyone in our world. We never tell another how to live their life. We never tell another how to improve. We never tell another how to do anything in a more beautiful way, how to be more important, how to be more wonderful in this world. We just don't do that. And we don't do it not because we haven't thought about it, not because it's not something that is the betterment of the people and the world and everything. It's just that it's none of our business. Our business is to be ourselves and have fun. Our business is to be ourselves and enjoy life. Our business is to every single moment of our life, enjoy every single moment of our life, and do those things that make us happy. That's all that matters. Just do those things that make us happy. And when we do those things that make us happy, we feel wonderful. A friend never advises another friend because a friend sees another friend perfect. A friend sees another perfect. A friend sees another person perfect because a friend sees them as a reflection of themselves. And there's nothing to change, nothing to improve. But the minute you start trying to tell other people what to do and tell yourself what to do and how to live, you become an enemy because you are doing something, you are looking at something in you that's not to its highest and best. Be yourself and have fun. Do what is for your highest and best at all times. Live your life in the most noble, magnificent, and most wonderful way that you possibly can, because that's all that matters. Nothing else matters. Nothing else in any way, shape, or form matters at all. The only thing that matters is to be yourself and have fun. The only thing that matters is to be a friend to yourself, never telling yourself how to improve or how to get better, never telling yourself anything that's going to make you a better person, but just recognizing you are the best right now. I am the best. I'm the best right now. I'm the best person in the world right now. I'm the happiest person in the world right now. I'm the most joyous person in the world right now. I am that I am. I haven't an enemy in the world because enemies don't know me and I don't know them. He who has 1,000 friends has not one friend to spare, and he who has one enemy will meet them everywhere. So if you're looking to improve, you'll find that everywhere. You'll find that everywhere that you go and everything that you do and everything that you are, and you'll be looking, 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 and you'll find the unhappiness that is incomplete, and it'll be everywhere. But the minute you have a friend, and there are none to spare, the minute you have a friend, you say to yourself, I am divine, I am perfect, I like me, all is in divine order. You say, there's no change to be made. I'm whole and perfect. You don't say, I wish I were whole and perfect. That's an enemy talking. That's not a friend talking. You don't say, I wish I were wealthy. That's not a friend talking. That's an enemy talking. You don't say, I wish I were surrounded by wonderful people and wonderful beings. That's an enemy talking. That's not a friend. And for you and for me, all we know are friends talking. All we know are people talking, saying to us that all is in divine order and all is good and all is wonderful right now. Because That's all that matters. Are you ready for that?
I am.
All is in divine order. All is in divine order. I like me. All is perfect. I am a friend to myself. And that's all I know. And I'm a friend to all. That's all I know. Everything I see in the world is perfect. Everything I see in the world is magnificent. Everything I see in the world is good. And very good. And so for eternity. Yeah. Oh, my goodness sakes. He who has 1,000 friends has not a friend to spare. And he who has 1 enemy will meet him everywhere, waiting to be improved. That's not for me, and that's really not for you either, is it? Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.